Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. Ooh, yeah. Israel, I love you like I love myself. Israel.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. This is Micah Israel. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. All right, and I got a treat for y'all today, all right? As y'all know, I'm Micah Israel. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving around. I gave y'all, you know, a little bit of a heads up about coming on. I'm working on it. I'm working on trying to get organized, y'all. And believe it or not, talking, just doing the show, that's pretty fun and easy, kind of like. But it's the organization, it's the timing, it's the working out the little details right there. That's what makes it a little you know, it can be stressed out if you let it, you know. But, yeah, I'm multitasking. I'm driving. I'm, you know, staging up. I'm here nor there, highways and byways, and I'm trying to run a show, right? It gets a little complicated, you know. But if y'all was to go back in the archives, check out my previous shows, you'll see that I'm growing. I'm growing with this thing, man. I'm getting better and better with it. All right. Just to give you a heads up about the show, tonight I will have my mom on as a co-host. All right? And she's going to unrehearsed, unscripted or nothing, just have my mom on, y'all. And my mom's very special to me. I hope y'all moms are very special to y'all, too, out there listening. She loves poetry, wrote poetry, and she's, man, she's awesome, y'all. And, but she got some questions concerning the Bible and what her son is into, all right? I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I believe that we all are, right? Descendants of the slave trade. And this is fairly new. Within the last 10 years of kind of just hearing this, you know, through social media, you got these guys in psychedelic type of outfits on the side of the road, you know. You hear it buzzing all on the news with big major camps out there, you know what I'm saying, and the Christian pastors being upset. And it's a lot going on, right, with the Hebrew Israelites. And they kind of got a picture of hate and things like that. But I'm hoping to shed another light on that, all right, because, hey, you know, a lot of y'all that tune in are, you know, they pretty much know me, Facebook friends, you know, or whatever. I hope I offer a welcoming voice, you know, to my show, to all nationalities. They're welcome to sit on in, man. Watch me wrestle this thing, you know, or even if they got a question or comment, call that number and call on in. I'm hoping that this show kind of reach around the world like what it says it can do, you know, the internet, right? And that all Israelites are scattered abroad. Maybe pick up the phone and dial in and tell me what they're into, you know, because we're not all in the same thing. Some of us are in Christianity, right? Some of us are in Islam. Some of us, Pan-Africanism, Kemet, you know. We're very diverse, you know, some of us, Scientology, you know. I welcome all those different beliefs, all those different opinions, all those different walks of life to my show, you know. I'm a trucker that wants all of that to come to the show, and let's sit down, let's talk about it. I don't have it all the answers, all right? I don't have all the answers. I'm growing, I'm learning, you know, and yeah, just call that number, tune in. Welcome to ask any questions or anything like that, or comment or anything. You know, chime in, man. Make your presence known, right? All right, so here a little bit later, I'll be introducing my mom, and she's going to, you know, come with some questions for me, or if not, we'll go into some deep convo together. It's very special to me. I love her a lot, and I'm hoping, you know, she can go deep. And I want to show the world that, all right? I want to show the world that. And I'm thinking she probably asked type of questions that a lot of us are thinking, right? Questions that, you know, a lot of people want to know more about it, you know, the details of it that you're not hearing anywhere else. I'm hoping that I can be able to, answer. If I can, I will say I can, okay? I'm not like some people who would give you an answer that's insufficient, okay? You know, if I don't have all the answers, but I'm gonna try. I am going to try. And here we are. I think we're on episode 9 now. And it's turning out all right. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. I recently made sure that it was on podcast because apparently it's been on Blog Talk, and I was kind of working out the bugs with that. So now we're on podcast, man. Now that's opened the door to a lot more other people to check me out, right? Check me out, listen to me, you know, and the opportunity of more people chiming in, you know. And that's great. That's what we want. That is what we want. Without further ado, I'm going to see if she done checked in. Let me put you on speakerphone. All right. Let me put you on speakerphone. And all right. Yep, there she go. Let me introduce my mom, y'all. I'm not going to give names. That's just my mom for the show, okay? And, yeah, so we just going to introduce my mom. All right, Mom, are you on the show?
Yes, I am. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom, Ma. All right, so here we go, Ma. Any type of questions that you may have or comments or things you've seen on the news or, you know, just anything that's on your mind. You don't have to – it's anything, you know. This is open forum, open dialogue, me and you with the world, man. And, yeah, so you go right on ahead, Ma.
Well, actually, I wanted to come on the show because I like what you're doing, and I want, as you came to me and told me about information that, and I was, that, you know, I didn't know, and it enlightened me to want to know more. So I think that just continuing to find out more information about Israelites fascinates
okay.
me, and to find out who am I? Who am I really? But that has been a question that I have always prayed for my entire life, 67 years, from early childhood and going to church and learning of all the denominations and the different churches and the difference between all of them to where I was just completely lost. I had no idea. In fact, I grew up telling certain people that, you know, we are so lost that we really don't know if red is red or blue is blue. We can only say that because we were taught that. We were told.
Right, right.
I really can't tell you where the colors actually came from and who named them. So therefore, I was lost when it came to my spirituality. All I knew was that there was a higher power,
right.
higher power, and my prayer was for more knowledge and wisdom. Throughout my life, I looks like I've just been getting more wisdom, and then lately, you come to me, my son, to tell me about something new that I didn't know. But I have been praying for more wisdom and understanding. And I assume that this was my answer. And so my question for you is our inheritance, our true inheritance. So why did Jesus say that he was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel? And then
okay,
he,
all right.
Later, and he healed a Gentile woman, okay? So I'll let you talk about
okay.
that, and you can just let us know about who we are, where we come from.
Okay, all right. Now, if you want to, Ma, you can kind of ask like two or three questions or so, and by the time
okay.
I get to answering and wrapping them up, we'll take a break, all right, play a little
okay.
song, you know. And then after break, we'll put you back on again to probably have some more questions or comment on anything else that you might have
okay,
on your mind, okay?
Well, basically, our inheritance is what I
okay.
wanted to know. Because I want to know, I mean, I grew up Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. But I believe that being an Israelite is not a religion. It's actually who we are. So I can embrace Jesus Christ and have my faith intact, just knowing who I am. So if you can explain that to me and talk about the difference and the togetherness of that, I'll be happy.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Well, we're dealing with Christ, and I remember that verse. Let me see, I can't say I know exactly where that verse is in the scriptures, but I remember that verse. That verse is saying I came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right?
Well,
and then and that's,
15?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Matthew 15.
All right, I hear you, Ma.
I can't remember if that was the 21st. The 24th verse.
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now as we speak. I'm pulling it up. I hear that one. Okay, you said Matthew 15.
Yeah, let's read that.
Okay, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, I am at 14. Okay, there go 15 right there. And I'm at Matthew 15, and you said it was
first verse.
No, it's not the 21st. Okay, that's the woman. That's the Canaanite woman right there.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know, but I think it was Matthew, but it may not have been. Matthew 28.
Okay, well. Is that Matthew 28?
I don't know. I'm saying it's Matthew 15.
Okay, Matthew 15 is going to hit on the Canaanite woman right there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, see, it was immediately after that he said that he delivered. He healed the.
Okay, there we go. It was 24. 15:24. There we go. You was right. You was right.
Okay.
Okay, so how about I just, I'm going to put a read over and read the whole thing, huh? I'm going to start 15:15. No, I'll start red letter. I'm going to start 15:13.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it down all the way. Okay. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, and yea, also yet without understanding, do not yet understand. Whatsoever enter in the mouth go into the belly and is cast out into the draw. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And our daughter was made whole from that very hour. All right. And before I really dive into that, I want to go to where there's a woman by a well. And Christ came to her. All right? And we just heard the...
Yeah, but that in itself, I wanted you to...
I know, but I'm going to combine them, too. I'm going to show you something. Well, you know, I'm going to point out some things. All right? Do you know that scripture off the top of your head? I'm looking for it right now.
No.
The scripture with
a
woman by the well? Okay, gotcha.
You go
I'm looking for it right now.
I'll be listening.
What?
You just go ahead. I'll listen to your answers and your talk.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, so anyway, if I can find, I don't know, y'all, you know, I don't have them all memorized. I can try. I can try.
Yeah.
I can try, but what I want you to see something, how the tone is to the Canaanite woman, that he told her that I came not into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And to the woman that was by the well, how he talked to her. He sure didn't tell her anything about dogs or anything, nothing of the sort, right? So what did that tell you? That tells you that one of these women was not of Israel, and the other one were, all right? And that other woman was of, okay, you got a question, Ma?
The other woman was of Canaan. She was a Canaanite.
Yeah, she was not of Israel.
The reason why she was healed is because she had faith in Christ. Although he didn't come for he came for the children of Israel. But because of her faith and just believing in him and having faith in him, it's what healed her. So that's by faith, Christianity, inclusion into Christianity and the lost sheep of Israel having come is faith. Okay, I'll let you finish talking about it.
Well, no, I mean, you're making a good point there. You're making a good point. I just, I was trying to unpack it in such a way to where you could understand, you know what I'm saying, exactly where I was going with it. All right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, about just pointing out the fact that one of those women was a Canaanite and her faith and what you was just saying. And then the other woman was by a well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just kind of, I want to say it was, I want to say John chapter 4, I want to say. Anyway, but I want to get that scripture. That's important to me to get that scripture.
Okay.
You know, because we're kind of building right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I want to say it was in the book of John. I want to say chapter 4. And see, I wanted to point out, okay, there we go. That was right, John 4. All right, so let me kind of read this to you, and I'm going to try to tie them both in together, okay? So I think I should go ahead and just, I'm going to start at John chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. All right. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay, all right. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse, what did I start at? Okay, I'm going to start at 4:4. Okay. And he must needs go through Samaria, then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to the son of Joseph. Now, this area that they're in was a certain little town in the northern kingdom of that belonged to one of Jacob's sons, which is Joseph, right? This particular town. And this, now that the northern kingdom has been kicked out of the land, it's just the southern kingdom. These people live there. Some of them was Israel. Some of them was not, all right? Because the Assyrian army that came and took, you know, them into slavery. But at this point of time that we're reading, a lot of that has done happened years ago, and a remnant of the northern kingdom was back in the land. Altogether, they called this land Samaria, all right? So this is a lady in Samaria, and I want to compare the difference from when Christ was talking to the Canaanite woman that we read in Matthew chapter 15, and I want you to hear how Christ talks to this lady, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Shinar, and the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am I a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now, what she's saying goes back a long ways, back when the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom was at, you know, battling each other. And God kicked the northern kingdom out. And when that happened, the southern kingdom viewed these people just as you would a Gentile, basically, right?
Just as
you would do a Gentile. They don't want no dealings with them, right? Even though they're our kinfolk, all right?
Yeah.
So what she's saying that you are a Jew, what are you doing asking of me, you know, a Samaritan, right? Now, I just want you to kind of see something, okay? Okay. All right. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? All right, so she said her father was Jacob, right?
Right.
Greater than our father Jacob. So she know that he know that she is of the northern kingdom, all right? So apparently there's bitterness between the Samaritans and the southern kingdom. All right. Let's see, where art thou greater than our father Jacob? Gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. All right. But, let me go ahead and read some more. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom as now has is not thy husband, and that says thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and yea, say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, now, there's a story behind that, what she just said. Because, see, before King David set up the temple of the Most High with Solomon building the temple, before all that was done, they worshiped right there in the northern kingdom where they was at right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the bitterness started between the Northern Kingdom and Southern Kingdom, between Saul and King David. All right? And so there always been like a little rivalry. And what she's telling him, that this is holy ground, our first holy ground. And then all of a sudden, you know, King David made the holy ground in Jerusalem. So that's what she's kind of hitting on right now. Okay?
Okay.
Just to give you a little backstory to that. All right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So where did I leave off at? Okay. Our fathers worship in this mountain. And yea, say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. All right, I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I wanted to paint a picture of a dialogue. A dialogue from a Canaanite woman. All right? A Canaanite woman that didn't believe. All right? She did not believe at all. All right? She come from a culture of unbelievers, right? They had their own God and deity where she lived at. But the fame of the Messiah had reached her ears. Her daughter was vexed with a demon, with a terrible spirit. And most likely, we know how these spirits get into people through people doing rituals that open up doors for them to come into you, right? So she's part of that culture, and something went wrong, apparently. And her daughter's vexed with a devil, right? And most likely she done tried to do all that she could do already, right? Where she's about giving up. She's about giving up. And then when Christ was walking by, you know, and him and his disciples, and they're walking by the area, he was like the light to her, right? So when the story began, by her running over there to him and wanting him to cure her daughter, you know, cast out that demon for the daughter. And that moment, herself became a believer. But after you kind of look at the big picture, you see that she didn't go back and like become a pastor to her people or anything like that. It's just her as the individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her as the individual. Her people didn't all of a sudden become Christians or anything. It was just her as the individual. But the point of what we get from it is that she herself became a believer. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to point out how Christ was talking to her at first. He came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But when he was talking to the lady by the well, he was telling her how he's the Messiah, talking rather gentle with her, you know, and not saying anything about dogs or anything like that. You see what I'm saying? So I let you know that she was a Jew and the other one was not, right?
Right, right.
Okay. All right. And he was telling the Jew lady that you must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, right?
Yeah.
Because, see, the Gentiles, they don't know anything, right? They don't have the laws of God, the oracles of God, or anything, right? They're completely going to be worshiping the Father in faith, you know, in the spirit, right?
In the spirit.
Yeah, 100%, right? Otherwise, for the Jew, there's a little bit more on the Jew, right? We're set apart people. And what it is that he had to dive in and evangelize her in another manner. You know what I'm saying? By bringing up the history and you know what I'm saying, and letting her know that he is the Messiah, because she was already aware of a Messiah, and she was already aware of the history prior to her about that very well in that area used to be, before Jerusalem was the holy place, that area was the holy place, right? So she already had that knowledge, right, of God, and the oracles of God, and the whole nine. So evangelizing her was... All right, say it again. All right. Yeah, so evangelizing her with her was different. He was bringing her back, connecting her back to the big family that she's a part of by worshiping him, right?
Yeah.
All right. And the Gentile, the individual that came to him, right? He was letting her know that her faith was sufficient in worshiping him, right?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take time to show you that difference, that Jews that believe in Christ and what he've already have done for us Israelites, they are called Messianic Jews, right? Because they still hold dear to Christ, but yet also hold dear to Christ's Father, God, right? And they got the oracles of God with them, which is the truth, His Word of God, and we got Christ, our sacrificial lamb, right? Now, for the Gentile, they don't know anything about the Father, really, of what He has done, just rumors, right? So they are completely on faith, 100%. Completely on faith. There's two different ways. Yeah, two different ways that they came about it, you know. And the New Testament is another way of breaking that down, you all right? Because you got Paul. Okay, go ahead.
It's like a light bulb is going off right now. It's like,
goodness.
I don't think I was been told exactly like that, because now I can actually see the difference, and I can see how Christians is 100% on faith in Jesus Christ or Yeshua or Yahshua. And now I can see how the people, Israelites, are also where he come to, because that's our heritage. That's who we are. And so we have to follow by a different standard. If you know who you are. But we're all can look to and to put in Jesus Christ to the Christians, and Yeshua to the Hebrews or whomever. I'm just saying that I can see a difference there, to at least to research and study upon. So you go ahead and continue explaining that. I just want to get that in there.
Yeah, I know, right? It's with the Bible, it's like it's living. You never stop. You can always learn something new. You never stop learning, you know. And these type of things are constant, you know, message in the Bible constantly, that the Jews had one way of breaking things down, evangelizing other Jews, right, and bringing them toward Christ. And then you had our brother Paul, who was apostle to the Gentiles. And he took all his knowledge, because he was a great teacher in the law. He took all his knowledge and he laid the roadmap for us to use to evangelize, well, basically the world. All Gentiles can come to him through that message. And that's what he has done. Yeah. And that's yeah. where we kind of at right now with Christianity, all right? All of that was done because of Paul's message. It was powerful. And but yet it was trickled in with a bunch of sayings or scriptures from Hebrew prophets and teachers from the past, with all in his message, right? So us Hebrews, yeah. Even though we're on this side of the fence, we can. There's a lot that we can still learn from Paul's teachings as well. But
exactly.
when he starts talking about the law, you're right, because you know the oracles yeah. of God came to us. When he start talking about the law, that's when you need to back up and let him do his thing for the Gentiles. The Gentiles, they didn't have the law. So he's evangelizing
right.
them, all right? Now,
yeah.
for a Jew to be like, you know, I don't want the law, I'm going to read a scripture to let you know about Paul's writings when it comes to law, because that's important. Because a Jew that has the law, that'll put him in a bond with the Father. Paul was saying rejecting the law, at walking as if he is a Gentile when he's not, right? I mean, when he's knowingly, when he know he's a Jew, okay, rather. Let me say it like that, because we were slaves here, and we didn't know that we was Israel, right? We were sleepwalking, right? A lot's been done to us to even forget that we were Israel. And so, you know, we were walking blindly with our eyes closed. And if anything, we thought that we were the Gentiles, right? We was of Ham, right? What was said to us
yeah.
back in slavery. Yeah, yeah, we was Ham, right? We were the
yeah.
Canaanites, right?
yeah.
yeah, yeah, the servant of all servants.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
stuck
that's
with us.
We told.
Even in this modern day time, we still hang on to that. Believe it or not, we do. The pastors will not tell you you're from the seed of Ham and you're that Hamite that was cursed. They would not tell you that. But whenever you embrace it as if you're the Gentile, that is what you're kind of saying too. Right?
Yep,
because
yep.
if you acknowledge who you are, then you would know that you would be with Matthew, Mark, you know, Paul,
yeah.
You know, not Paul, but you know what I'm saying, Peter, John.
Yeah.
You know, well, Paul was an Israelite indeed, but he was an apostle to the Gentiles. But you know what I'm saying? You're part of a family here, all right?
Oh,
you're part of a Messianic Jew family that you're part of, right? And we got the blood sprinkled on us. And we're scattered across the world because we broke the law. So it doesn't make sense that the law is done away with when we feel like we're cursed by the law still. See what I'm saying? The law is done away with when we're cursed. Those two can't be, right? So that forces you to say, it forces a pastor to say that breaking the law is not a sin no more, right? It forces, you know, a pastor to say that. That's the only way he can prove his point.
I can't imagine him saying that, but I understand what you're saying.
You can't what now?
That would be a cue. If I heard them actually saying those words, to reject the law, which is the Ten Commandments. But I have heard it. I think they just maybe said it differently.
Yeah, yeah, I think they wouldn't be so. Right. They probably wouldn't say it like that. They try to be very careful. I'm just putting my two cents in on what they would do. But you pretty much get the point. A lot of these Christian churches, they teach that eating pork chops is not wrong to do. Right?
Well, yeah,
and you know, that's our law.
They do tell us that Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law, but I've always
considered
the Ten Commandments as the foundation. Always. So I understand what you're saying. But I know you want to keep, I'm going to let you go ahead and continue talking about this. And on your second half, I'd like to ask you another question.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because
okay,
my point,
ahead.
Okay, got you. All right. The point I wanted to hit about that is that whenever you say that it's for field, it's equivalent of saying that it's now spiritual or something like that, and that is no longer a sin, right? That got to be the case if you was to make that notion, all right? So I want to read another scripture to let you know what they believe on the Messianic side, okay? Because that understanding comes from Paul, all right? And I want to show you a difference. Now, as I show you these differences, we both sin daily on both sides of the fence. So we both need Christ, period. We both need Christ, period, and his blood. But I'm just trying to paint a picture of Messianic Jews and, you know, our heritage versus, you know, the spiritual Jew, the you know, the Gentile that believes. Christianity as we know it, right? Because, see, they never received the law, so they got a different way they word things over there, right? And it's all good. It's all good how they do it. I'm just want to wake up Israel, right? Wake my brothers and sisters up that are in these churches. And if nothing else, just kind of show them what I believe. You know, this is the Waking Up Israel show. This is what I believe. And if anybody want to chime in, they welcome to do so. All right. I want to go to Second John chapter 3. Is that where I go? Yeah, I want to go to, Second John. Second John or Third John? All right, let's go to, ain't no chapter. Okay, all right, we're going to have to go to First John. That's where it's at. Where is that? First John. All right. Let me see here. First John chapter 3. Okay. All right. There we go. I found it. All right. So this is John. This is written after Christ and did his thing, died and resurrected for us. You know what I'm saying? And pointed our apostles in the path. This is his book, man. This is one of his epistles. This is the first epistle of John, right, who gave us revelations, right? And according to him, chapter 3, verse, I'll start at 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. All right? And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither know him. All right, but I'm going to read that to say, I read that to say that according to us Messianic Hebrews, breaking these laws, that's what sin is. That's why we, you know, cut the throats of these animals, right, in the first place. And that was not a man who ordered us to do such things. That was our Heavenly Father, God. His word don't come back void. So that is what that is, all right? Now, what Christ did, instead of us cutting the throats, Christ, he's our lamb, right? He wipes away our sin, all right? However, the rules are still the rules, okay? You break the law, that is a sin. All right, now, so that's Messianic understanding on that. And I want to jump to a bigger picture, bigger point that all of this, what we're talking about, is hidden on. And that is the fact that the law, our temple was destroyed. We are kicked off the land. We don't know our identity. There's no altar to sacrifice any animals on whatsoever, right? We're scattered around the world, right? All we got is our faith, right? A lot of us don't even know that we are the Israelites, right? So as we begin to wake up, right, we coming back to our heritage, waking up to saying that we're Israel, right? We need Christ. Christ means even more to us than what he did before, you know, because now we see that he's one more thing on our list, right? He's not only our lamb that shed his blood for us. He's not only our king, but he's our priest too in the order of Melchizedek, right? So Christ is like he's our Messiah, our everything over here. And we already know because we already been raised up. We know how the Gentiles view Christ, and that's cool too. But we're trying to get people to wake up, come back home. And when they do, they find that it's parallels what they already into. That's all. We sin daily. Without our temple, with the things we do, these laws, we sin daily as well. And you break the law, that's a sin. I mean, point blank period. That's what sin is, breaking the law. Over there on the other side of the fence, you wake up, you're already done sin. Just your flesh is your sin. But over here, our skin is not our sin over here. All right? We love our skin. Our skin, yeah, it's not our sin, okay? The law, breaking the law is our sin, you know? And we all want to definitely tap into the spiritual realm and be spiritual about it. But I think you take it a little bit overboard when you start talking about, you know, everything spiritual that happens in our lives or something. I think that's taking it a little bit too far. And if that is what it is, then that's for the Gentiles, whatever that is over there. I don't really know all the Paul's understanding that well. I'm not a teacher, but, you know, I'm just kind of laying out what I believe, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that helps. I hope that, you know, kind of, I don't know, anybody got any questions out there, feel free to call in. Let me give you the number. Okay, I hope everybody hear me real good. The number is 563-999-3490. That is 563-999-3490. And I hope y'all like that. I don't know if that was controversial, but I think it is. I think there are people who argue over the very things I just talked about. That makes it controversial, and that's what this platform is about. I want to invite all nationalities, all people, Muslims or Kemet or anybody else, you know what I'm saying, that got a comment or want to call in. Definitely, you know, want to extend out the olive branch for that, you know what I'm saying? But, y'all, I am getting long-winded, and I think it's time for a break. And, man, my mom's on my show today, y'all. I feel some type of way. I really do. And this is a show that I think I'm going to remember for a while. And, yeah, man, I definitely want to play the right jam for the moment. Let me go to my toolbox. Yeah, let me go to my toolbox, and I'm ready to go to a good jam. Let's go to... I know. This is for you, Mama. This is for you right here. I'm gonna play Kirk Franklin for you.
Molly, let's go get him!
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. So much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Oh. Anybody ready?
Oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh.
If you are sick of a life.
Oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh.
Every
place that's dark.
Uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Work close for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I do.
When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. Another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my enemy.
See, there's no escape.
See what you've done to your boy.
What you've done to me.
I'm not the same old me.
I'm not the same old me.
You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Give
me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs. Cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears. Every burden enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God. That's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God. That's the
how
God I'm talking
that
about.
God?
Give me that. Give me that,
ooh.
Give me that joy I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
I
need to hear you say.
Give me that,
you said.
Give me that,
we said.
Give me your heart to walk away.
I need to hear
away.
You.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now.
happy now. Yeah.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Powerful song, man. Now that was Kirk Franklin, and he teamed up with Molly Music. Now, what makes this song so special is that Kirk Franklin and Israelite music, basically, we call it Jew music. they collabed and made this song. All right, Molly Music, that was the guy on the end. All right, and you know, he's Hebrew Israelite. He's what I'm into. So that's, you know, Kirk Franklin pretty much represent Christianity and Israelites. So what does that mean? That means that we are just the same, praising the Most High, praising Christ together, and we may have this different understanding. We might not even never come together. Our brothers and sisters in these churches might not ever see eye to eye on this. But it feels good just knowing that at least these two brothers can sit down and make some music together, right? And you know, music that, you know, it's good for the soul, man. Yeah, I got my mom on my show today, and I feel, man, pretty good about that. As y'all know, I'm kind of more, a little bit more serious on this show here, right? Because, I mean, really, it's, that's what it's all about, man. This is, we talking about serious business, and it's my mom, man. And so I'm trying to really, you know, go hard for my mom's, man, go hard for myself and everybody else that's listening. I hope this is one of those shows, man, that stick around for a little bit, man, in your mind as you walk away from it, you know. Just to do a little recap, what we have done so far. Excuse me. Yeah, we talked about the Samaritan woman, right? And we hit on the Canaanite woman. And we talked about the differences in them. One was completely with faith. And the other one was evangelized basically with history of who worshiped, being all of that, and reminded, let her know that he was the Messiah, that, you know, spreading the gospel to the Samaritan woman, basically, you know. But you could see the difference how he spoke to him, right? And not to say that Christ was mean to Gentiles or something. I'm not trying to put it out like that. But it's a clear difference that, you know, he died for the sins of Israel. That's what he did on his cross. But for the Gentiles, that was extended, right? That grace was extended upon the world, right? And I don't have a problem with that. I know a bunch of people disagree with me on that. My other Israelite brothers that's out there. But that grace was extended to the Gentiles, right? He didn't come here for the Gentiles. Came here for Israel, right? To redeem Israel. Right? That's the apple of the Most High's eye right there, right? But it was extended to the world, right? All who have the faith to believe. And that's, in a nutshell, is the birth of Christianity, right? That we know it today. And I'm totally cool with sharing my God, sharing my Messiah. you know, I can totally share him, you know. Because I don't want Satan to get not one soul. And if my God, my Savior, can stop that, you know, then that's what we want. That's what we want at the end of the day. Yeah, there's some Gentiles I'm mad about or what they did in the past. I'm still mad. Still mad. However, I'm not that mad that I let Satan do his thing. All right? So that's what it kind of boils down in a nutshell. Israelites and our brothers that's in Christianity, and also our brothers that's in Kemet and Islam. I'm hoping that this show reaches you. You can chime in and throw your two cents on things, man. Put out there what you believe in, man. We can talk about it, all right? So my show is always open for that type of dialogue because I want everybody to hear, and I want that understanding, your words, to get out as well, all right? All right, we'll switch gears because like 18-wheeler, you know, I'm a big truck driver. We're going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to crank up the tempo a little bit. And we're going to go back to the call line. And let's see what we're working with. I think my mom wanted to come on with another question. And, yeah, let's get on to it. Let me put you back on the phone. And let's go to my studio. Okay, there she go. There she go. Hey, mama, you on there?
Okay, well, thank you. I understand exactly what you just said, actually, and I welcome, and I would like to hear from all people and different, because see, now I have an understanding. I have something to start with. I have something that now puts some things in perspective, because I believe that the Most High is all about order of things. And you know what, because it's all a big mystery, it's difficult for us mere human beings to put things in order. But I like that, just what you said. And to let you also know that in today's technology, we're at a point now where even if they don't call in, even if you don't get any callers, your voice is out there and you can share the good news to whoever it falls upon, whoever ears it falls upon, whether they respond or not. It's not about them trying to come in and talk. If they don't want to, it's their choice, because it's all a choice to all of us. We can choose to do one thing. We can choose to find out, and we can choose to go into the unknown, or we can just stay out and be just kind of ignorant. And so it's a choice. Because it is a mystery, because he is a mystery. He's the Most High. And we will never get a clear and a perfect understanding of it all. We have to do our research. We have to study. We have to read. And my grandfather always told me, and when I was growing up, he said, sweetheart, always read between the lines, because there are meanings that you don't get at first. So you got to go back and look. And so I appreciated that, because all through my life I've always tried to read between the lines. And so now, question, what I wanted to ask you is that if Paul was evangelizing to go out and save the Gentiles, or he was going out to preaching the good news to the Gentiles, why aren't they doing that today? Do the Jews not want to share? Do they not want to share the benefit of being Christ-like? Do they not want to share our Christ? Is that
okay,
what I mean? Like that? Paul went out and evangelized. He went to the Gentiles and that type thing. But do they do that? Because right now they're trying to kick out those Israelites, those Hebrew Israelites or black Israelites that are over there now. Are they extending brotherly love? Are they not doing what Paul, and can you tell me why you think they're not? And I'll let you go to that, and it's been a pleasure being on your show, and I'll just listen and see what you have to say about that.
All right. Love you, Mama.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, well, you hit on a couple different points there, Ma. There is different doctrines out there. There's different Christianity out there. And this is just from a truck driver viewing the world out there, right? And just in Christianity alone, you got the ones that talk in tongues, and then you got the ones that disagree with talking in tongues, you know. You know, you got Methodist, Baptist, you know, you got Catholic. Yeah, that's part of Christianity. You got all these different, you got the folks with the rattlesnakes, you know, that they, you know, play with rattlesnakes right there, you know, by the podium. You know, if they get ill and things like that, okay, a little extreme, you know. But just as there are different Christianity, as this awakening happening, there's different understandings of the doctrine as far as Israelites also. And there's some Israelites that believe that the Bible is strictly for Israel and not the Gentiles. And that woman at the well, even though she was cast out of Israel, you know, she's part of people called the Samaritans, right? Which was a big mixture of people. But there was some Israelites that was in Samaria, as we've seen. You've seen how Christ approached her, you know. And I think they take that as if, you know, I don't want to speak for them. I would love to have them on this show so they can explain their own position. But long story short, they believe that the Bible's all for them, okay? And as you can see, I kind of disagree with that. But at the same time, I'm open and want to hear these brothers out. I want to hear everybody out. Cameron, Muslims, everybody, you know? With that being said, now, as far as over there in Israel, right now as we speak, Desmona Israel. You got some black people that living right out there and been doing so since the mid-60s or so. And, yeah, they getting harsh treatment out there. I want to kind of point out that Jews that embrace Christ, you know, they're called Messianic Jews, all right? Now, the Jews that don't praise Christ, you can just non-Messianic Jews. You can just say that. They're non-Messianic Jews. And the Israel, is by and large, is non-Messianic, right? They don't believe that Christ is king. So they're still over there, looking at the prophets. And what they're saying and things of that nature. So the revelation about the Gentile is not they don't recognize that, all right? It's them versus everybody else. But the thing about it is that they might not even be the real actual Jews. I'm saying it on my show, that they're not really the actual Jews of the Bible. We believe that they're probably converted into Judaism, right? Sometime after 70 AD. All right, so that's where we stand at, right? So they've been in the land now. Well, why do we say such a bold statement? Well, the prophet said, and you know, I'm gonna tell you right now, with us Israelites and what Jews do, that's over there, we really hang on to what the prophet said. Because God talked to the prophets, and then the prophets talk to us. The prophets say, we take that as if God is saying, right? And the prophets said that the land of Israel will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentile will be fulfilled, right? And that fulfillment is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is going to happen, and He's going to build a new temple and all of that over there. Well, I don't know how they view that scripture over there in Israel today, right now, But to us, who's scattered across the world, and we not living in nobody, the world don't recognize us as Israel, right? So the way we view it is they the Gentiles, okay? They the Gentiles. And this Israel going to be trampled down just like what it's saying. It's to the day of the Lord. So what is that saying? That's saying that when they say they Ashkenazi Jew, that literally means just that. They are children of Japheth, who is now a part of Judaism. Right? Right? So there are Gentiles that are Jews. You right? You know, by conversion, because they wasn't part of us, or they would be part of the curses. It would have been right next to our neighbor with some chains on, if that was the case, right? Because God that we serve, he don't make no mistakes now. When he say that I'm going to send you through a slavery, and it's, you know, and things are going to be rough and very bad for you, and you shall be the tail and not the head, he means just that. And when we look around the world, Black Americans, we the tail, okay? What the father say, he don't play, all right? Now, they own banks in Hollywood, the music industry, and billions of dollars got, oh, man, you should have seen when they were shooting missiles over there. It was like a force field. They got money over there, right? And they got the empire, this is the opposite of the curses, right? It's the very opposite of the curses. So what is that about? I mean, you cannot apply the Bible to them at all. Literally, you just, what's that all about, right? So obviously that's not them, right? So you got the brothers that's in Desmond. Now, we are not supposed to be in Israel is what I believe, all right? But some let those brothers to go there and live there in Israel. Our punishment is to be kicked out of Israel. But yet these brothers, they find themselves on the outskirts of Israel right today in Israel. I don't know what they said. They seen a spirit or angel that told them to go. Can't say that they didn't or they did. I can't say. But to my understanding, we supposed to be going through these curses scattered across the world. We weren't supposed to. We got kicked out, right? We weren't supposed to go back until that day. So I feel like the ones that's in there, the things are going to happen in that land in the future, and they're going to be right smack in the middle of it. And I don't even know if that's, you know, part of the plan or if they see it like that. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have all the answers, y'all. But, so that's my understanding on that. And, this is a special show. I got my mom to ask the questions on the show. And I'm really enjoying it. This is going to be one of those shows that I think is going to linger in my mind for a while, man. But hopefully she'll come on and we'll do plenty more shows after this one. You know, hopefully let me go check the caller. You never know. I might get a caller. I don't know. Let me check it. Oh, okay. That's my mom again. All right. Let me see if my mom want to say something. All right, mom. Hey. Did you want to? Yeah. All right. You back on air, mom? You back on air?
Okay, well, great. I was hoping that someone else would chime in and make a comment or something because I wanted to also say what you were saying is that the Messianic Jews are the one that embraces Christianity. And we hold Israel in high esteem. But they're the one that doesn't care about Christians. And so I would kind of wonder if we are all aware of the differences. You know,
what's going on right now as we speak. We're arguing about it right now. You can see it on the news. And,
yeah.
Go ahead.
They are really, really in contempt with the Most High, I'll tell you. And I can just see it now. But that's the reason why I say I didn't understand why they weren't being more like Paul. Extended the hand of fellowship to our brothers and sisters, the Gentiles, you know, in through Christianity, through faith. And I just wanted to say that. And I appreciate the show. I think that you're doing a great job, and you just keep on doing it. Don't let Satan stop us.
Okay, all right, Mom. I'm going to fight. I'm going to keep fighting. But just to clarify what you just said, what did you just say? The Israelite brothers, they're in contempt of the Most High, or you talking about the brothers?
The majority of the state of Israel seek out these people, and if they were Messianic Jews, if they were followers of Paul, at least brothers of Paul, and Christianity and Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be going through all of that. They wouldn't do that. Christ would not do that. And so here we think that Israel is beloved as far as Christianity and the Christians here in the United States. I can't see how we're not focusing on the ones that are doing this to their fellow man, where every man is equal, and then they're trying to kick these people out. Because, you see, Jesus did heal that Canaanite woman through faith. And I can see this now that they're not faith based. They're not believers. The ones that are trying to keep these Hebrew Israelites out of Israel today. I can see they're not Paul like. Also.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to say that. And I'll just wait for your criticism on that and everything, and I'll just wait and listen.
Okay, Ma. Well, after this one, we're going to go to another song and take another little break. And right toward the end, I'm going to crank it up, Ma. And we're going to get a little loud and groove a little bit toward the end, right?
Okay, and I love that music. I really love that. He's been my favorite all these years. And so I'm so glad to know that he, too, is like myself. And anyway. All right, then. I'm listening.
All right, Mama. Love you. Yeah, so it's mostly non-Messianic, Ma. If you're listening, that's over there in Israel, non-Messianic. They don't embrace Christ, the majority, all right? But there are some Messianic Jews that's there in a type of belief with Jews, you know, but they understanding that they're the Jews and we are not, right? So to them, we're the Gentiles. It's a little Planet of the Apes type of thing happening. And, you know, that type of thing is kind of going on. And but the Masonic Jews do not rule Israel. Non-Messianic Jews have the government that's ruling over Israel. So that's just something to consider and think about and how things playing out and how you view it. When watching the news, you know, going forward, you can kind of look at it in that light and kind of see what's going on, you know. But yeah, the Kirk Franklin, that is a good jam, man. Him and Molly Music. That's Hebrew Israelites right there. So Molly Music, oh, he got other jams. Matter of fact, I'm going to be trying to, well, probably not in this show, but I'm going to be trying to upload some of his songs. They teamed up together to make that jam, and it was a good high spirit jam, and I hope everybody liked it, right? We're gonna take another little break, man. I'm try to clear my throat, get myself, you know, re-energized. Because right the finale of the show, I'm trying to go a little hard, all right? So, put a little pep in my step, and we finna go to a jam. Let me go back to the studio. All right, here we go. Finna go back to the studio. And what, I'm finna put a little, I'm finna increase the tempo a little bit, you know?
This could be you.
I thank y'all why that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as
this
in. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all why that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as
this
in. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, it changed the scene. Something you see on the movie.
It's something in my heart is telling me. It's something right in this church. I close my eyes and I feel something sitting right with this worship. Deep in my heart I feel guilty. They really run this like a business. Running service back to back like clockwork. I feel like I'm singing for Disney. I ain't never even met the pastor. The choir members don't even know my name. I stand here looking like a pastor. Nobody even got a face with a shame. Everybody acting like this is normal. Sometimes don't even say the word good morning. I might be only one with the discernment. I can hear the preacher watering down the sermon. But I was searching for some answers. Cause in my life I was going through some problems. Even if I had to take some dances, I was looking for somebody to solve them. Time and time again I was let down. Dealing with Christians, they would disappoint you. Don't put your trust in it. This is my real life testimony.
I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, it changes things, something you see on the movie.
The system was never designed for us. We never been completely set free. I studied the law like a syllabus. We still in the land of our enemy. Nothing new under the sun. We still complaining, we miss my trying. We can summon the power above. He is the right hand in the Shemayim. If I tell you he what is earth, would you believe it? Would you believe? He was in fashion from dirt. He's a begotten perfect seed. Perfect example, the phenotype. Ain't arguing over no Edomite. The moment is now, we must get it right. Stop mimicking darkness and be the light. We settled for chump change when the world was created for your dominion. So many layers of lies, we gon' peel it back, back like an onion. There is no fear if you walk with Yahuwah. If you try to deceive, guaranteed to consume ya. But you got another chance if you repent and make a change.
I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, it changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, it changed the scene. Something you see on the movie. I thank y'all for that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is a potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, it changed the scene. Something you see on the movie screen.
All right, here we go. Yeah, still got it going on the background there. Yeah. Hope that kind of raised up the tempo a little bit, man. We on the finale, man. We on that last little stretch there. You know, we going uphill still, you know. We bought at the top. We bought at the top and go downhill. So, yeah. So I hope everybody enjoyed it so far. Had my moms on there. And I'm feeling real good. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Trucker by trade, y'all. I drive these trucks. I got to send a little message to my truckers out there. Y'all be careful out there. It's as far as the news go, the monkey pops is everywhere, man. It's trying to be everywhere. It can stay in the air a little bit. Not the air that we breathe necessarily, but like on surfaces, doorknobs, on countertops, and, yeah, the toilet seat, right? So, yeah, I'm nervous. I'm scared. And no, I ain't advocating for drivers to be taking dumps in your truck, okay? No, I'm not, all right? So, but, yeah, we got to be careful out there on a serious note, y'all. I'm trying to make this show a little bit more serious. But, yeah, we got to be safe out there, man. Protect yourself. Wash your hands, man. Sanitize yourself. The plagues, man. The plagues are coming in. I don't know what's next. I don't know what is coming down the pike next. But, man, we need to just buckle our seatbelt, stay prayed up, pray that the Most High give us that the hedge of protection, you know what I'm saying, around our lives, around our families, right? Yeah, around our families, you know? And because this future is prophesied to get rough. It's going to get hectic. Things are going to be all jacked up, man. I want to take this time out to also, you know, put it on the minds of the listeners, especially our African-American listeners out there. We need to start taking another look at Africa, man. Because like I said, man, I believe that Bible wholeheartedly, and I really think it's going to get very, very bad on this side of the world, okay? I think it's going to get terrible over here. And so, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm just leaving it to the Most High. But at the same time, I'm like, man, I think I want to try to find a plot of land over there or something. You know what I'm saying? Try to get out the way. I don't know. I would like to hear y'all thoughts about that. I do. Anybody want to call in? I wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts about that. Relocation. Now, you know, Ghana pull out an extended invitation, dual citizenship, to various different countries out there. It's not to all the diaspora that's around, but I think they're working on it. But Ghana, along with several other African countries, offering dual citizenship. It's something to think about is all I'm saying. It's something to think about. It's a third world. It's another world, man. All the things we got over here, we take it for granted. And I know just the thought of leaving here, America, as luxurious as over here is, to go back and, you know, start over, you know, literally, you know. So that's culture change, life change, right? And that's something not to take seriously. I mean, it's something that we need to take seriously. So it's one of those serious topics that I wouldn't mind having. Y'all want to call in on the show or just stay in tune, you know, to the show. Let me check the call board just in case somebody knocking on the door. Let me check. All right. Let me take a look over here, see what's happening. All right. No, no callers. Okay, well, I look like I'm in it to win it by myself. It's all good. I'm the host with the most, Micah Israel. Waking Up Israel is the name of the show. And I'm hoping that we did just that, you know. I really am. I really, really am. I have my mom on the show, and that's awesome, awesome, awesome. And, yeah, so, oh, man, I can really end the show right there, man, just knowing that I have my mom on there and we were talking about the Bible, you know, we hit about Israel, we hit on, you know, about the verses, the Canaanite woman and the Samaritan woman, you know, and talk about Christianity and Israelites, you know, and how they're bumping heads. And the you know, the very thin line of a difference that we got between us, you know. Sin is in the flesh within. Well, our sin is the breaking of the law. All right, so we both sin differently, but yet we both need Christ, right? So it's just a very thin line, right? Spirit and in truth. We need to worship Christ and in truth, you know, and Christ is our advocate to the Father. He's the middleman. It's what I believe, y'all. I feel free to anybody to believe differently to call in and explain, you know, your point of view. You know, you got a voice. You got a voice on my show, all right? And I'm all open ears, right? Because we seekers at the end of the day, right? This is darkness, and we're searching for the Father in the darkness, right? He's that light, but we don't know where the light coming from. We're just stumbling in the dark, right? Feel free to give us a call, man, and chime in. I welcome everybody, all nationalities, all belief systems, all right? So just wanted that to be a reminder. And you know what, y'all? With this show being like it is, a blast like it is, I think I'm going to just go ahead and end this show. I'm an everyday person, man. I am not a teacher, all right? I'm not a leader of a camp or anything. I'll try to start my own church or anything like that. I'm just a trucker, and these are my thoughts, right? And you know what? My mom, she got thoughts about Thelma, you know? It's a poetry full of sayings and things that like that in a book. And I'll bring her on. Bring her on probably on another show or whatever, and she might can promote that. But she do poetry, y'all. And I definitely want to promote that, all right? And get that out there for all who may listen. Yeah, so anyway, I'm an everyday person, man, and this everything that's come to the show is not scripted. It's right from my head, man. This is freestyle. This, you know, we everyday people talking on the radio, you know. And my truckers, I know they like that. I know they like that because I'm a trucker myself, and I like that realistic, you know, in the radio, you know, because that really gets me in the zone when I'm on that highway. So I know my truckers probably really dig that. And, yeah, so I just hope everybody enjoyed this show. And I'm going to wrap it up. And I'm going to wrap it up with my outgoing song. I'm an everyday person, so I definitely want to, you know, play my everyday song right there, you know. All right, so let me go on and get to it. And everybody, I wish y'all shalom. Okay, before we go, my mom got something she want to say. All right, Mom, you're on air.
I didn't know if you were going to be able to see that or not. But,
all right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. And you're right. This is just people talking and real talk and trying to reach out. And I do wish the truckers safety. And I want to give a note to the truckers that are helping us, especially during the pandemic. I know they was on the road. And you know what? It's all about people helping people. And so I just wanted to say that you just keep on talking and just being real talk every day. We don't need anyone to teach us. We just need to all talk about it. That's all. And agree to disagree. That's all. That's all we want. And so just keep talking. And just keep giving information that you have because there are people that are listening. They're not able to call in, but they're listening. And that's all you need to do. All right?
All right, Ma. Did you want to talk all about right. The poetry book or anything like that, Ma?
No, not right now. Because, you know, it's not even about me. This is about who I am. And everything
right.
that I've wrote about and everything that I've written about, you know, I'm a different person now. I'm a different person now, and, you know, and I have different thoughts now. And so that I do hope to express because I'm really glad and I really feel with joy to know that I am an Israelite. That's it. I'm an Israelite who believes and trusts our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who are here for my sisters and brothers and people that I love and care about, that love me, and that they're, if they believe and they have faith, that he too loves them. And so I just wanted to share that. And so, just keep talking. That's all you have to do is just keep talking, son. I'm proud of you. I love you.
I love you too, Ma. All right. So with that said, y'all, that's the best time to just, you know, let everybody know we everyday people, man. And, we got the radio, and it is fun to do. This is just fun for me to do, not getting paid for it or nothing. Hey, it's just, it's fun to do, man. As I'm driving these trucks, I've got this time on my hands, and this is my passion, you know. Talk about the Most High. Talk about Christ. And if I can just get different people, other nationalities, other belief systems, you know, and talk about their beliefs, that'll make it all right, you know. So anyway, I'm an everyday person, and I'm about to play my everyday jam and getting us on out of here. All right. I want to say peace to everybody. And let me find it. All right. I think this is it right here. All right, peace out.
For being rude. And like I said before, I was mad by it. It took three or four.